CJSW 90.9 FM. That was a track from the forthcoming Waxahachie release, Tiger's Blood 365. The title of that track. Before that, Julia Holter from Something in the Room. She Moves, forthcoming 11th studio album that's due out in just under a week. And before that, Active and the Classy Vampire, collaboration between a Florida artist and a local Calgary artist here. We have our guests with us for the show this morning. Yesterday, Keepers of the Water, along with Alberta Wilderness Association and EcoJustice, announced a new statement of claim on behalf of the Athabasca River Basin against the Jackpine Mine, which is applying for a renewed permit for the oil sands operation 70 kilometers north of Fort McMurray. It's a bit of a new angle on environmental regulation and rule. And here to speak with us about it, we have the executive director of the Keepers of the Water, Jesse Cardinal, and Philip Meinzer with the Alberta Wilderness Association. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Thanks so much for coming on the show. Maybe before we dive right into it, it's been a little bit of a time since we've had Keepers of the Water on. Jesse, if you could tell us a little bit about your organization.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm Jesse Cardinal. I'm currently serving as the executive director for Keepers of the Water. Keepers of the Water is an organization that was formed in 2006. It's an Indigenous organization, and we also work with non-Indigenous people. And together, our mandate is to protect water.
Well, thanks. Thanks so much for coming on. And I guess this Jackpine oil sands mine has been is not a new mine. It's up north. In terms of procedurally, what's happening or why this has sort of come up as an issue. What currently is happening with the mine and the Alberta Energy Regulator? And maybe I'll go to Philip first to answer that.
Sure. Yeah, I guess it's important for folks just to understand the background here is that the Jackpine mine is owned by CNUL, which is a subsidiary of CNRL. So that this mine is owned and it's already operating, as you mentioned. But they have to go through this series of sort of permit applications. So they need these approvals every so often. And so recently, a few of their approvals just came up for a renewal, which means that they just had to submit an application to renew those permits. So one was under the Environmental Protection and Enhancement Act, or EPIA, and the other was under the Water Act. So one of their, or maybe not just one, but either way, water licenses were up for renewal. So those would have expired in May had they not renewed them. And those renewals would allow them to continue operating for another 10 years. So as part of that, they have to sort of submit this application to renew and include all this information alongside that. So that's kind of the background for the statement of concern that we put together.
And so if the regulator rejected the applications, could the mine continue to operate?
No, exactly. Yeah, they need to have these applications approved to get those permits renewed to allow the mine to continue to operate.
Jesse, I want to go to you now. What are the concerns with the Jackpine oil sands mine?
Well, the Jackpine mine, it's, as you said, 70 kilometers north of Fort McMurray. It's one of 32 projects that are operating in Fort McMurray. The tar sands is one of the largest industrial projects on the planet. And so the Jackpine mine is one of these projects. So cumulatively, these 32 projects together are the largest. They all use fresh water. So they're using massive amounts of fresh water. These are some of the permits that they're having to renew under the Water Act is to continue using water. So they take large amounts of water from the Athabasca River, plus they're diverting water from the Muskeg River and other little tributaries. Right now we're in a drought. So this is this is one of the major reasons that we have gotten involved is we are in a drought all over Alberta. As you guys look outside your window, there's no rain, there's no snow. I've been to many drought meetings recently in Alberta, and the Alberta government and other communities are saying we're at half of what we normally are for precipitation or water levels, in some cases even less than that. It just depends on what community you go to. So the Athabasca River is already being, impacted. And so we're really concerned. And within these water the Water Act and the Environment Protection and Enhancement Act, the company is supposed to provide updates on, you know, how they have been impacting the environment, and also the current state of the environment. So looking at the current state of the environment and how their project is impacting all of that, they have not provided that information along with a lot of other information that's missing.
And with the Alberta Energy Regulator and this sort of application to continue operating, what do we know that the regulator will look at, and maybe what do we know that they won't look at? Jesse, maybe I'll ask.
Philip, you can answer that question.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, the AER, you know, will review this application from CNUL, and we just know that, you know, the AER, they have to make informed decisions. So they have the information in front of them, you know, regardless of like how we feel about the AER and sort of the decisions it makes, it still needs to have the information from these companies in front of them to make those decisions, hopefully informed decisions. Sometimes we disagree, but as part of this statement of concern that we submitted on behalf of the Athabasca River Basin, we sort of highlighted how there were just numerous information gaps, kind of as Jesse mentioned, from this application. So, there wasn't enough information about sort of substances that are generated at the facility. There were kind of discrepancies in water use and water volumes. They didn't really acknowledge over the last 10 years the kind of change in environmental setting, like things with climate change, air quality. Anyways, either way, it's just to say that this information should be in front of the regulator when they go to make their decision, and it wasn't in the application, which is part of why we helped the Athabasca River itself submit this statement of concern.
And so that seems like a unique point here, is that you have submitted a statement of concern to the regulator on behalf of a watershed, and effectively treating the watershed, the Athabasca River, as a legal person. What can you tell us about sort of this precedence in Alberta and beyond?
I can speak to that. And so just to add to what Philip was saying, so the Alberta Energy Regulator is the corporate, they're also a corporation, and they've been given the powers by the Alberta government to oversee all of the industrial activities. Every year they're given more and more powers. Recently they've been given the power to give out water licenses. And so there's an act that they use. It's called the Responsible Energy Development Act. And within that act, this is where, you know, says, there's a lot of miscommunication. Like, it'll say things like under the Water Act itself and the Environmental Protection Act, it says the public should be involved. However, under the RETA, which the AER follows, it says directly affected persons can only intervene. They can only be a part of this business at hand. And right now, this business at hand is the Water Act renewals and the Environmental Protection Act renewals. Well, that is so narrow, and that's how these companies get away with everything. Is, you know, sometimes these projects are in the bush, you know, in the middle of nowhere. So they'll be like, well, you know, you might go use this land or be a part of this land, but we'll decide if you're directly affected or impacted. And oftentimes people are not considered directly affected or impacted. So we're following suit what's happening around the world. So there's places in Australia and New Zealand and Quebec and the US and India that are saying, you know, rivers or lakes are considered persons. They're living entities. And so we've really evolved as a society because at one time women weren't even considered persons. People of color weren't considered persons. Indigenous people, First Nation people, were the last to be considered persons in Canada. They weren't allowed to vote until 1960. So, you know, Canada is really behind, but we're playing catch up now. So this is nothing new. What we're doing is nothing new. And we're saying that the Athabasca River, and if any of you have ever been to the Athabasca River, there's no denying this is a beautiful living entity, and it should have rights just like other rivers are getting rights around the world.
And what would be the potential outcome if the AER ruled to recognize the Athabasca River as a person in this case?
Yeah, I can speak on that. So there's kind of two pieces to this statement of concern. So the first part is you know, it's the basin, the Athabasca River Basin, like submitted this statement of concern, which we helped pull together on its behalf. That's myself, like at AWA, and then Keepers, as well as EcoJustice. So first step is just getting the river basin. So we're asking the AER to consider it as a directly and adversely affected person. So like Jesse said, the way they've narrowly defined who gets impacted by these projects means you have to have a right that is directly and adversely affected, which is why we're trying to get the Athabasca River recognized for legal personhood. So the first step is there. So if that does or doesn't happen, so we'd like to see the Athabasca River Basin, considered, like granted these personhood rights, because then it would be given standing to sort of push back against any sort of industrial developments or not even push back, but at least like have a voice in these sort of proceedings. Because, there needs to be a way for species, ecosystems, watersheds to voice their concerns. And groups like Keepers and AWA, you know, we try to stand up and serve as a voice for these places. But as Jesse mentioned, often we're left out or we're not granted standing because we're not directly affected ourselves. Even though these issues do affect all of us, the regulator has scoped it quite narrowly. So first part is to get the river recognized. And then the second part would be for the substantive concerns that we raised in our statement, so those missing information pieces to be dealt with.
Jesse, I want to ask, I guess as we go out here, why is it so important that the AER start recognizing the importance of watersheds like this and start holding them to a higher, I guess, duty of care?
Yeah, so water, as everybody is experiencing, I think people are starting to understand how important water is. So water gives life to everything. We need water for everything. And right now, because we live in a province that has catered to the oil and gas industry, there have been massive amounts of water licenses given out, as well as agriculture. We've become this place where, you know, it's okay to have this big scale industry, and we've forgotten about the people. So what's really important for people to know right now is that the AER has the ability to say, you know what, Jack Pine Mine, you are using way too much water. We're in a drought. You're going to have to cut your water use in half. So we want to start seeing that as well. We want to start seeing that happen across the province. And people need to understand we're in a dire situation, and it's up to the government to start making these tough choices or these tough decisions and telling these companies that their water use is going to have to decrease.
Jesse, Philip, thanks so much for joining me today to talk about this.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Same to you. Once again, I've been speaking with Jesse Cardinal, Executive Director of the Keepers of the Water. You can check them out at keepersofthewater.ca, as well as Philip Meinzer of the Alberta Wilderness Association. That's albertawilderness.ca.
After we say goodnight, I smoke another 20. 20-